The Sahara Desert is the third largest desert on Earth and the biggest hot desert. But at one time, it wasn't covered by the sand dunes we see in photos today. In fact, many, many years ago, there was a time scientists called the Green Sahara Period. A new paper looks at just how rainy the Sahara was and whether the causes of that desert turning brown could apply to others. Jessica Tierney is an associate professor of geoscience at the University of Arizona and lead author of that paper. She joins me. So, Jessica, what we know now as the Sahara Desert was not always like that.
Yeah, that's right. So, from about 11,000 to 5,000 years ago, the Sahara was a really different place. It was actually green. There was vegetation. There were large lakes. So what we've known, and actually we've known for quite some time as geologists, is that this was a very different climate from today.
So what happened?
Right, exactly. So it turns out during that time, the West African monsoon, which is the sort of climate system that brings summertime rain to North Africa, was much, much stronger. And in fact, it brought rain all the way up to Morocco. And that's actually something that we found in our recent research, as we were able to detect monsoon rain as far north as Morocco, which is much, much farther than it reaches today. It basically reaches southern Mauritania today. So the monsoon was much, much stronger. What we didn't know until our work, however, was exactly how rainy it was. And so that was kind of the goal of our research, was to figure out how wet was it? You know, what were those rainfall rates like, to kind of give a little more context to exactly how different the climate was.
And what did you find?
So we found that, you know, today it rains about 2 inches a year in the Sahara. So for reference, that's much less rain than even the Mojave Desert gets. So the Mojave Desert gives about 5 inches. So about half that. And then during the Green Sahara time, as we call it, it was actually raining up to 2 feet a year.
Wow.
That's comparable to rainfall in San Francisco. So that is a really, really large change.
So the Sahara Desert is obviously not the same thing as the Sonoran Desert, but I'm wondering if there are similarities based on your research. Is there anything that you can draw from what you learned about the Sahara to what we know or what we thought we knew about the Sonoran Desert here in Arizona?
Yeah, right. There certainly are some similarities. So one is that we also have a monsoon system. It's much smaller, of course, than the West African monsoon, but our own North American monsoon system is what brings us summer rain here in Arizona, and also maintains the really unique biome of the Sonoran Desert. So we really rely on that rainfall. The people rely on that rainfall, but also all the flora and fauna in our desert relies on that rainfall. And so one of the big questions is whether our own monsoon has changed in a similar way to the West African monsoon. And there are reasons why we might expect that it would. We might expect that it would also be stronger during the same time when the Sahara was actually wetter. But we're working on that research right now in my lab. We're actually trying to do a similar study as we've done in Africa here in North America to answer that question.
Do you at this point have any reason to believe that there was a green Sonora time?
So far, we don't see any evidence of that in recent geologic time. We do have information about what the Sonoran Desert looked like, again, around that same time, 10,000 to 5,000 years ago. And we're not seeing, tropical plants or anything really crazy like that. So if there was it might have been a greener Sonora, but probably not the same magnitude of change that we saw in Africa.
Are there applications for this kind of research going forward? I mean, you've learned about how the monsoon has evolved and changed over time in the Sahara Desert. You're looking at it in the Sonoran Desert. Is there any way you can use this to sort of predict and model out what might happen down the road?
Yes, there is. So one of our goals of our study was actually to test the ability of our best climate models to simulate the Green Sahara. And so one of the ways that we can test how good these models are is actually to ask them to reproduce something that we know happened in the past, such as the Green Sahara. And so we looked at that in our paper, and what we found is actually that the models tend not to simulate enough rainfall change for the Green Sahara. So they don't quite get the full magnitude right. And we think that's related to the way that they simulate the vegetation and the dust changes, which is difficult to actually simulate, as you might imagine, that kind of interaction between the plants and the dust and the rain. But that is actually extremely important for arid and semi-arid regions worldwide. So what we think is the way that our study kind of helps the future is it will help us tune our climate models better to simulate how vegetation and dust will change in addition to rain. And we expect then we can improve our future predictions.
Jessica Tierney is an associate professor of geoscience at the University of Arizona and lead author of a paper on the Green Sahara, which was published in the journal Science Advances. We'll post a link to that paper at theshow.kjzz.org.